Chapter 1. The Call. Cole Harper leaned back in his chair, the cigarette in his hand burning down to the filter as he stared at the ceiling of his cramped office. The rain tapped against the window, a rhythm as familiar as the creak of the wooden floorboards under Betty Lou's frantic footsteps.
Mr. Harper, you've got a call.
Betty Lou's voice screeched through the quiet like a rusty saw. She hurried in, her blonde curls bouncing, clutching a notepad instead of her usual chaotic bundle of papers.
It's a Mr. Hemley. No. Hensler. Something like that. Says it's urgent.
Cole let out a long sigh, taking the note from her with a look that was equal parts exasperation and amusement.
Sam Hensley? He asked, already knowing the answer.
Betty Lou nodded enthusiastically.
That's the one. He's on the line.
Cole held the receiver to his ear.
Hensley, huh? To what do I owe the pleasure?
The voice on the other end was smooth, but with an edge that hinted at years of power and privilege.
Harper, I need to see you tonight. My penthouse at the Lexington Hotel. I've got a problem that needs your particular set of skills.
Cole's lips curled into a half smile. Hensley wasn't the type to reach out unless his back was against the wall. And even then, he'd probably try to buy his way out of trouble first.
What kind of problem? Not over the phone, Hensley said curtly. Come to the penthouse. I'll explain everything. Bring your thinking cap. This one's messy.
Before Cole could respond, the line went dead. He placed the receiver back in its cradle and leaned back in his chair, tapping his cigarette into the ashtray.
And what did he want?
Betty Lou asked, her eyes wide with curiosity.
To drag me into something messy, Cole muttered.
Sam Hensley's not exactly known for keeping his hands clean.
Betty Lou tilted her head.
You mean he's, like, a bad guy?
Let's just say he's got more skeletons in his closet than a haunted house, Cole replied, grabbing his coat and hat.
But he's also rich enough to make sure no one comes snooping around to count them. I'll be back later. As Cole rode in a cab to the Lexington Hotel, he thought about Sam Hensley. His reputation preceded him. In a city like Philadelphia, men like Hensley didn't operate in the shadows. They built their empires just tall enough for everyone to see, but not quite tall enough to invite scrutiny. Hensley's name was synonymous with success, whispered in the same breath as backroom deals and questionable alliances. Hensley represented everything Cole distrusted, a man who could grease the right palms to keep his hands clean. They had crossed paths once, indirectly, during a case that led Cole to an upscale gambling joint in which Hensley had supposedly had a stake. Though Hensley wasn't there, his name hung in the air, a reminder that even in a crooked town, some men sit too high to fall. That was the kind of man who called Cole now. A man who didn't like loose ends but suddenly found himself with one too many. The elevator ride to the penthouse of the Lexington Hotel was smooth, the kind of smooth that only money could buy. Hensley stood near the bar, pouring himself a drink, his tailored suit fitting him like a second skin.
Harper, Hensley said, his tone cordial but distant.
You're punctual. I like that.
And you're as subtle as ever, Cole replied, stepping into the room.
What's so urgent that you couldn't just leave me a message or tell me on the phone?
Hensley gestured to the chair by the bar.
Drink?
I'll pass, Cole said, remaining standing. Let's get to it.
Hensley's smile faded as he set his glass down.
Pelfridge, Harper. Someone's been skimming off the top. Goods have been disappearing from my warehouses. Expensive goods, luxury items, military surplus, and even textiles. And I'm not talking about a crate here and there. This is an organized operation.
Cole folded his arms. You got a small army of security on the payroll. Why not let them handle it?
Because I don't trust them, Hensley admitted. This kind of operation doesn't happen without someone on the inside.
And calling the police?
Let's say that's not an option for someone in my position.
Cole's eyes narrowed. Your position being? Hensley's smirk returned, but it didn't reach his eyes.
You know how this city works. Everybody's got their hands on something. The difference is, I know how to keep mine clean enough to stay out of jail.
And you think I'll do what exactly? Cole asked.
Play detective while you keep sipping whiskey up here?
Hensley's gaze hardened.
I think you'll do what you do best. Find out who's behind this and stop it, discreetly.
There's a lot of money at stake, Harper, enough to make it worth your while.
Cole stared at him for a moment, weighing his options.
Hensley wasn't clean, but the case was intriguing. Organized theft, insider betrayal, and a client who had something to hide. It was just a kind of mess Cole couldn't resist.
All right, Cole said finally, I'll take the case. But if this blows up, you're on your own. I'm not getting dragged down with you.
Hensley's smile widened.
Fair enough. I'll have my assistant send over everything we know so far.
As Cole left the penthouse, he couldn't shake the feeling that he just stepped into something far more significant than a simple case of pilferage. The shadows in Hensley's world ran deep. If Cole wasn't careful, he might just lose himself in them.